Belly up to the bar, you're in the baddest biker bar in the investment world. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, this is the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. And what they often find is that the surface level picture, the one you get if you're just reading a simple earnings report, is misleading. Now, if it's misleading and it would work in your favor, well, that would make something attractive. But that's not what we focus on here. We're looking at the things that would work against you. They are, therefore, dangerous. You can learn more about how it all works by going to newconstructs.com. David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Fresh Pet.
Danger, danger.
Fresh Pet. It is ticker symbol FRPT. It has been here before. So why is this barking dog barking up this tree again?
You know, the stock has been a great outperformer for us as a short, but despite the fact that it has fallen a lot, it is still very risky, and we want people to realize that at $81 a share, you still got a lot of downside left.
Well, I will point out that the general reaction to Fresh Pet in my house sounds like this. And that's because Stash, the little dog in there, he's the Fresh Pet eater, but Maho will eat whatever Stash leaves behind, and they love this stuff. It is high-grade refrigerated dog food. They are getting space in supermarkets. They are doing the things that made it that Gail, my wife, found Fresh Pet and tried it and liked it for her dog, etc. So why is this company not succeeding? People love their pets in this country. Pet food is a huge spending category.
Absolutely. It's just not profitable. They're losing a lot of money. And the stock price implies that they're going to make a lot of money and take huge amounts of market share away from the firms that provide the much higher volume sales of food. So I don't disagree with you, Chuck. I think it's a great idea. You know, you kind of gourmet food for dogs. And I think there's a market for that for sure. The problem is the stock price implies that it's as big as the market for some of the large scale non-gourmet food, dog food or pet food companies.
In terms of this company with their cash burn, have they gotten to where their zombie stock status yet?
Not quite. They got 34 months of runway. So, but it's not good. It's still not good. I mean, you know, you'll see in our report, the cash burn just continues to grow cumulatively. And they're the least profitable company in the space. They've got the lowest amount of market share. And yet the stock price implies they're going to, you know, move up to third place, also dramatically improving profits. So this idea, the thing that a lot of times we don't really maybe emphasize this enough, Chuck, the idea that a company is going to grow while also taking market share, you think those are the two of the same things, but they require two different things. One, you've got to grow, but then you've got to get more profitable as well. And taking market share is not usually something that is done with profitability. In most industries that are especially not cutting edge or not emerging or growth industries like dog food or pet food, taking market share means losing money because you cut your prices to take share, to outcompete your peers who basically, you know, doing the same thing, selling dog food. So you got to do it at a better price. And I think Fresh Pet has been employing this let's lose money to get market share strategy for a long time. And they are growing sales. But the stock price implies that they're going to be able to dramatically 700% improve market share while also dramatically improving profits. We just don't see how that's possible.
You also have said that there are numbers in here that are misleading. So help us understand specifically why things like EBITDA are maybe creating a false picture here.
Yeah, you compare EBITDA to economic earnings, and you know you're really getting a tale of two different companies. EBITDA is positive and rising; economic earnings are negative and declining. You know, yes, adjusted EBITDA—it's like a bad word at New Constructs. I think it should be a bad word in the investment community. because it's basically another way of saying we're going to tinker with our numbers to make them look the way we want them to look. That to me seems a terrible thing to have, to be allowed to be legal in the marketplace. You know, but as long as we live in a society where, you know, we're not sort of dictating what people can and can't do, they got freedom of speech to put whatever number they want out there. But what I would like to suggest to investors is that don't believe it just because a company's putting it out there or Wall Street's putting it out there. Do your homework, be discerning. You should know that when a company's cooking their own books, they're going to cook it in their favor.
They sure are. Of course, in this case, well, they're cooking the books and the only one that's eating the food is a dog. So
did that dog just say hi there?
What is a fair value on this stock?
We did a few different scenarios here. You know, the current price at $81 a share implies that their margin will return to its all-time high and then grow revenue at the same time, 29% compounded annually, which is significantly above consensus. You know, that's what they got to do to justify $81 a share. If you assume that the margin gets a little bit better than where it is, but they just grow at consensus, stock's worth $26 a share. The no growth value or economic book value of the stock is zero. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I don't like to predict exactly what it's worth. I'm just telling you where your expectations are in terms of what's embedded in the price, and investors can decide from there.
And we should let everybody know, as we record this, Freshpet trading at about $82.50 a share. So that 26, awful, that zero, well, that's unfathomable for investors. Here's the other question, though. This would seem to be a company where there might be some stupid money risk, if only because if one of the big brands, and I know people don't think of Nestle and Kraft as giant pet food companies, but they are. But they don't necessarily have the franchise inside the grocery stores with the refrigerators and the rest. Is this a case where, given that differentiation, you think there's stupid money risk that somebody else is going to want to try this and maybe do it more efficiently? Or is Freshpet proving that this concept doesn't work and therefore not so much stupid money risk?
Yeah, no, there's definitely stupid money risk here. I mean, in fact, we took this off the zombie stock list a while ago when it was up at 50 because Jana Partners made a pretty big investment and then to rescue the firm from bankruptcy. And so, yeah, we said, yeah, we don't think the stock's going to go to zero because of that, because you got Jana that literally swooped in last second. And so they could do that again. That could happen again, Chuck. Yeah, absolutely. And that's another reason why it's not a zombie stock. It's got some institutional money there. And, you know, maybe those folks, I don't know, they're doing what they're doing for whatever reason they want to do it. We've seen crazier things happen. So, yes, there's some stupid money risk here.
Yeah, well, that puts a floor in. That makes it, as you said, not likely that it goes to zero, but it doesn't necessarily stop it from getting to all those other lower levels. It's Freshpet, FRPT, a barking dog of a stock, and back in the danger zone. David Trainer, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com to get more information, to find their list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks, and more. Up next on Money Life, it's market call time. David Brady from Brady Investment Counsel will be here talking stocks when we come back in just a moment. Stick around.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.